Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is R. Duncan Wallace, M.D. The book is The Great Little Book of Stress Release. Doctor, I want to go back and talk about releaser thoughts again. You mentioned that at the beginning of the interview. These are so important because they're logical thoughts that will get us through the future, dealing with the future, and do it in a less stressful way. Give us an example. What are some of the releaser thoughts that we can use to get through this?
Well, a releaser thought has to be the truth about the possibility of the situation. And since the job you're intending to do, or the task, is in the future, a releaser thought is a truth thought such as, I will do it if I'm able. I want to do it. I'm able to do these things if I have enough time and if I have enough expertise, I will be able to accomplish it if something doesn't interrupt me. So the releaser thought of I'll do it if I'm able, or I'll do the best I can, or my favorite, nothing is necessary, is a truth thought. And so a releaser thought is a truth thought. And the minute you say that, you feel your mind relax. You can say it quietly or out loud, doesn't matter. Your mind immediately relaxes, gets into that active, tranquil feeling. And the next time you start doing, pressuring yourself again or feel it, give yourself your own chosen releaser thought, which is simply the truth about this situation. And your pressure goes away immediately. So I like to give people five or six choices. After you've done releaser thoughts for many months, being better and better each time, like for me, when I did the releaser thought, I would find that I would get pressure three times a day during my practice instead of maybe 10. Within 2 weeks, I got it down to about three times a week. Eventually, once every 3 weeks, then once every 3 months, and finally, never again. My mind had been reprogrammed to think and say accurately about tasks that we intend to do. Nothing is necessary. Things are preferable. Right. But now I know that, so I just take a sigh and say, oh, I did it again. And that I may have done that 10 times in the last 40 years.
The thing that's so impressive is you've done this with thousands of people, and you've seen how this actually works. You take them through this process. Yeah. Why do you think so many of us use these self-pressuring thoughts? And when we do that, they become stress-creating thoughts. It seems so illogical when you think it through. I'm creating my own stress. Why do we continue to do this, do you think?
Well, I've often pondered that. My best thought is, when you're a little kid, for instance, and you got toys strewn around the room, your parents say, pick up your toys or you can't go outside, or you'd better not do that or I'll get you a spanking, or stop, don't, you can't do that, nope. You hear a lot of those kinds of absolute statements, and a lot of them are useful to protect you from putting something in a light socket, for instance, or an electrical socket. Don't do that is very important, even if it creates some pressure. Then you go to school, and they tell you you can't go out to recess until you've done your homework or your schoolwork, and then you can go out, or you have to complete this, or you can't do that, or you can't leave school until we get this problem resolved, etc. And so you hear all these can'ts and things put on you by authoritarian figures. And if you listen, you hear everybody using those terms. One exercise everybody who's listening ought to do is just start listening to people around you, how often they use don't, you can't, you must, you have to.
Yes.
And those all got instilled in us by being given to us when we were little and training us. Then by the time you get into motivating yourself on situations, as I remember in high school, you start saying, I've got to do this, I must do this, I've got to be the best, I have to, I'm going to beat that guy, that competitor, I'll do this, I'll do that. And pretty soon you're just living off your own self-created pressuring thoughts, and you use them everywhere you're dealing with things. You don't think logically because you think reflexively the way you've been taught. It's instilled within you, and away you go, doing it, doing it, doing it for the rest of your life, unless you stop, think, and start to give yourself releasers, release your thoughts, and then retrain yourself to think better.
Somebody's probably listening and going, but yeah, there are things that I have that are highly important that I get done. I've got a boss that gives me a certain time frame to do these. How can I do that and talk to myself without giving me the pressure that's going to overstress me?
Well, the way to do that is look and see what you have to do and go about doing, say, okay, I'll do this if I'm able. And you get near the deadline that the boss is saying, or and maybe he even comes in with a new, he or she comes in with a new interruption to do something else and set other things aside. And you realize you got way too much to do in the time applied and allowed. So you say to the boss, look, I've got a lot to do and I'll get it done at some point, but it's actually impossible for my way of looking to do all that by 5 p.m. when you want it done. So give me the priority, the one you want me to work on most.
The book, by the way, available at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, literally all around the world, wherever books are sold, you'll find The Great Little Book of Stress Release by R. Duncan Wallace, M.D.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.